Welcome to the Morning Crunch Wrap. It's Thursday, February 7th, 2019. I'm your host, Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. We have a couple of stories. One I'm not going to talk about too much, but what's going on in Virginia seems to be getting worse by the day. We touched on it on the latest episode of the Nate Darling Show that went live on Wednesday. So go back and take a listen to that. And that will get a little bit more into it there. But new stuff today. The state's top three officials now in their own scandals. So interesting things going on there. But the story that caught my eye this morning is President Trump. Now, in his State of the Union address, President Trump warned Democrats to drop new congressional investigations against him. Well, the Democrats have now called his bluff. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff announced a sweeping new look into Trump's finances. Schiff said the probe would go beyond Russia into whether the president's financial interests are driving his actions and whether any foreign interests have leverage over Trump, his family, his businesses, or associates. It's all sure to tick off the president, who once again told the New York Times that any investigation into his finances was crossing a red line. He also called Schiff a political hack who is engaging in presidential harassment. Okay, this is a lot to get to, but let's do this. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. All right, first of all, Mr. President, Congress investigating things that are of concern regarding your behavior and things that may or may not have had influence over you is part of the series of checks and balances. That's why we have three separate but equal branches of government. Civics lesson 101, not really out of the ordinary. We also like to say things like, if you did nothing wrong, then you've got nothing to worry about. We say that all the time. That was what we were told when the Patriot Act was put into place. That's what we tell African Americans when they talk about the issues that they have with police. Hey, if you did nothing wrong, you've got nothing to worry about. So either you believe it or you don't. So which one is it? I think in this case, if you've done nothing wrong, then you have nothing to hide. But as hard as you've been trying to hide things, at the very least makes it look like you've done something wrong. Just saying, it doesn't look good. The optics are bad, as they like to say. You're a TV guy, you understand that. And finally, presidential harassment? Harassment? Checking up on whether there were some influences that shouldn't be there that affect the basis of our government, of our chief executive? That's not really harassment. Harassment is, let me think. Harassment might be, I don't know, grabbing a woman by her private parts without her consent beforehand and thinking, oh, they just let you if you're famous. Oh, you know, the other thing that might be categorized as harassment is if, say, you are the owner of a beauty pageant that is mostly, you know, young women, 18, 19, 20 years old. And because you own that beauty pageant, you think it's okay to just walk into the dressing room while they're changing. They may be naked, they may not be naked, but you just wandering in there and you own this pageant that they are trying to win. So you have power and they don't necessarily feel like they can say anything because of that power. That's harassment. So there's a variety of things. And having sat through several sexual harassment training videos, this is not harassment. This is not harassment. This is not a hostile work environment because it's investigating what you did or didn't do. Because if you didn't do it, then we can look, go, oh, yeah, this was nothing, and move on and go forward with confidence. But if you keep trying to hide things and you keep trying to say, hey, don't look there, don't look in that cookie jar, don't look in the cookie jar. I mean, I didn't take any cookies, but don't look in that cookie jar. That's crossing a line. That seems like you have something to hide. So temper tantrums aside, yeah, it's going to get interesting. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be interesting. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted, the window's locked, I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say, can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you, can you hear me through the door? I got some useful conversation. Got a minute or so, take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out, it's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late.